Hey, this guy's podcast being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs to the bathroom after Dunkin'. Yeah, I'll get to that. We're going to be talking about the Bears. We're talking about the Bulls. The Bulls are good. The Bulls are really, really good. How good are the Bulls? They are number one in the Central Division, and they are number two in the East behind the Boston Celtics. I am excited. You should be excited. The Bulls are doing a thing. Okay. Dunkin' Donuts? What's going on? Why is it that I go into Dunkin' Donuts and I ask for a caramel macchiato? An extra hot caramel macchiato with five pumps of caramel, some whipped cream, and some caramel drizzle. And I get pushback. You got them little nice machines in there. Your machines are not as good as Starbucks machines, okay? All right? The coffee machine, the espresso, and the real, you know what I'm talking about? And so let's not go there, Duncan, okay? Because you guys think, you know, you got your little hash browns in the morning that are like crack. Those five little hash browns, I don't know what you did. But they're really good. And so, but let's just get back to this. Let's get back to this caramel macchiato, okay? Extra hot. That means extra hot. What do? I go into Starbucks and I can get a grande extra hot caramel macchiato, and they never seem to say anything about their machines or, sir, we can't accommodate you. There's never a problem. But it seems to be a problem when I go into Dunkin' Donuts, where America is supposed to be running off of Dunkin'. If I go into Dunkin' and ask for a grande caramel macchiato, extra hot, you would think that I should be able to get what I ordered. Oh no. You get the order and you go out and you're leaving and you're walking down the street and you take your mask off so that you can sip on that hot, extra hot caramel macchiato that you think that's there, and then you take a sip and you say, What in the world is this? This is not extra hot. This is not what I asked for. What in the world is going on? Can I just please? And it's all of you all. It's every Dunkin' Donuts downtown. There was one time. I went in, and we made contact, and she said, what do you want, sir? I said, can I please have an extra hot caramel macchiato? She said, you want an extra hot caramel macchiato with five pumps, whipped cream, and extra caramel drizzle? I'm like, yes, I would like an extra hot caramel macchiato, a medium, with five pumps and whipped cream. You can do this for me? Yes, I can do this for you. You sure you can do this for me? Yes, I can do this for you. Okay, and I thought she was going to do it. She had a smile on her face, and we locked in, and I was like, oh, man, she gets it. She knows. And I get outside, and I pull my mask down, and I look at my watch, and I'm like, I got a couple more minutes. I'm going to make it. I'm getting to work because I'm going to take this sip, and it's going to help me to make it all the way to the job. And I take a sip, and it was forget about it. It was not what I wanted. It really wasn't. So, Duncan, please get it together, okay? Please get it together. There are times when I don't have money to go to Starbucks, right? So in Starbucks, you're paying $10 for a caramel macchiato, and where you can pay $5 at Dunkin'. All right, let's talk about my Chicago Bulls. Wow, the Bulls are pretty hot. The Bulls. You guys know who we're talking about? The Chicago Bulls? Uh-huh. DeMar DeRozan? Nikola? Lonzo Ball? Alex Chicago Caruso. Hey, DeMar is averaging 26 points a game. Nikola is averaging like 10 rebounds a game. Lonzo Ball is averaging like 5 assists a game. Alex Caruso is averaging like 2.2 steals a game. These Bulls are pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. And it's still a long season, but Zach LaVine, right? The glue, right? Is 9 in scoring. DeMar is 4th in scoring, and these guys are just heating up. It's not, it's only beginning, and it can only get better. So, can it get better for the Chicago Bulls? Yes, it can get better. Can it get better for the Chicago Bears? That's a good one. The Bears are 4-8. They lose to the Cardinals. They let Kyler Murray come into Soldier Field after not playing a couple games and just picking up where he left off. Those guys are like, the Cardinals are like 10-1. Bears are 4-8. Coming off a 5-game losing streak that they snapped against the Lions on Thanksgiving. Wow, what a turkey. They're 3rd in the division behind the Vikings and the Packers. Vikings also lost, and I believe the Packers were on a bye. But Aaron Rodgers says that he owns the damn Bears. Discount, double check, and all of that. Okay? COVID toll and all of that. I've been immunized. Right? This guy. He says that he owns the Bears. And will the Packers end up winning the division? Yes, they will. Aaron will probably get another chance at a Super Bowl run. Now, I am not a Packer fan. I am a Bear fan. But the Packers need to, you would hope he would get his wish, but we don't know. We don't know. I really can care less. I don't want them winning the Super Bowl. I want the Bears to win the Super Bowl. But you can't win a Super Bowl with a record of 4-8. Yes, I do understand. Justin Fields is not on the field. He needs to rehab and get healthy. We need a healthy Fields on the field. But we also need a healthy defense. And we need a really good offensive line. David Montgomery, right? Coming back strong, holding it down, trying to put it together, right? But the Bears need a lot of work. And you still get Virginia McCaskey, right? Coming to the games at 98 years old. At Soldier Field. Seeing just nothing good on the field at all, right? How long can she do this? How long can this woman continue? You know, do you guys want to at least try to get to the Super Bowl or try to get to the playoffs? She's 98. She's 98, right? Virginia wants to win. Bear fans want to win. When is it going to happen? No time soon. But what we can do is continue to win and play the game and win out. Let's see what happens, right? Even with Andy Dalton, you can't throw that many interceptions, though, right? You can't turn the ball over. So what can be done to salvage anything as far as the Bears? Nothing. Nothing. That's it for us. But we can continue to watch and see the team improve, right? Because the team really needs to improve. That's how we're going to get it done. That's how we're going to go, and especially preparing for next year. So let's see what happens. Let's see what the next Bears season. I know it's kind of early because we haven't even talked about playoffs as far as a lot of the football is concerned, especially the NFL, but we know that the Bears will not be in it. Maybe next year, okay? Maybe next year. All right, that's going to do it for Ain't This Guys Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Odyssey.